AP News. I'm Ed Donahue.
The time has now come to suspend my campaign.
Nikki Haley is out of the Republican race for president. The losses kept piling up. She did win in Vermont yesterday on Super Tuesday. Haley did not endorse Donald Trump when she made her announcement.
It is now up to Donald Trump to earn the votes of those in our party and beyond it who did not support him. And I hope he does that.
Haley supporters like Brenda Littleton have a choice to make.
I would vote for Trump. I do not want another 4 years of Biden.
Melissa Prevo says it may take until November for her to decide.
I don't want to vote for Trump. It makes me sick to my stomach. And I also might just write a name in. So, or leave it blank.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says he is endorsing Donald Trump for president. Stocks ended the day higher, the Dow up 75 points, after Fed Chair Jerome Powell told Congress interest rate cuts are likely later this year. He says it all depends on inflation.
Ongoing progress toward our 2% objective for inflation is not assured. Reducing policy restraint too soon or too much could result in a reversal of progress we've seen in inflation, and ultimately require even tighter policy to get inflation back to 2%.
The House passed a $460 billion package of spending bills that could keep money flowing to key federal agencies through the remainder of the budget year. This is Massachusetts Democrat Jim McGovern.
It has been our votes that have kept the lights on since September. We believe in governing. We believe that shutting the government down is a bad, terrible, awful idea.
The Senate is expected to take up the legislation before a midnight Friday shutdown deadline. Lawmakers are negotiating a second package of bills. There was another bus shooting in Philadelphia. Multiple bystanders were injured today. There have been three fatal gunfire incidents on the transit system in Philadelphia in as many days. This is AP News. A jury in New Mexico is deliberating the case of the weapons supervisor for the movie Rust. Alec Baldwin pointed a gun at a cinematographer during a rehearsal and killed her when it went off in 2021.
Hannah Gutierrez-Reed faces up to 18 months in prison if convicted of involuntary manslaughter in the shooting death of Helena Hutchins. Prosecutor Carrie Morrissey said in closing arguments, Gutierrez-Reed failed to do basic duties of her job as armorer, like showing Alec Baldwin and crew members that guns contain dummy rounds.
No one ever saw her do that one single time.
Defense attorney Jason Bowles said Gutierrez-Reed is taking the fall for sloppy safety protocols beyond her control.
Hannah is a scapegoat for all the management failures.
Baldwin will be tried separately in July.
The FDA says ground cinnamon sold at discount retailers is contaminated with high levels of lead and should be discarded. No illnesses were reported. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Stop the podcast!
Stop the podcast!
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids, some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.